Many of the proposals state lawmakers will consider target countries that are considered foreign adversaries, like China. But Chinese companies own a relatively small amount of U.S. agricultural land, says David Ortega, a food economist at Michigan State University.
We're looking at, you know, countries like Luxembourg, Portugal. Entities from those countries own significantly more land than entities from China.
Canadian individuals and companies are actually the largest foreign agricultural landowners, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Much of that is forest land for timber. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.